Happy Friday, Minnesota. Today, we're getting hands-on with history as Minnesota Historical Society staff bring some of our battle flags back here to the Capitol. Now, I'm joined by State Capitol Site Manager Brian Peace to learn more. So, Brian, what happened here in the rotunda this morning?
We rotated four flags that had been on display here for a year and put in four different flags from the Civil War and the Spanish-American War. Each flag has an important story to tell. We can't put every regimental flag in here. There's about 46 in this collection that were part of the Capitol collection. But we rotate in four different flags each year. We try to get different regiments, different units portrayed, and to tell their story as part of Minnesota history.
How often do these changeouts happen?
Just once a year. We usually do it at the end of September, and then that allows people during the legislative session in the summer to see these flags. And they are important historic relics as part of Minnesota's history.
Where do the flags go when they're not on display?
Yeah, they're stored in the Minnesota History Center and the museum collections. And so as part of that big project, we purchased large display storage units to have a tray for each flag. And so that's where they rest, that's where they reside until years later they might come back on display here at the Capitol.
Okay, thanks, Brian. So if you want to come see the flags for yourself, they'll be here in the Capitol Rotunda until next year. For Senate Media Services, I'm Veronica Marshall.